The Ramah writes at the very end of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim that right after Yom Kippur there's a minhag to build a sukkah, because when a person just finished doing one mitzvah, you're supposed to be holich mi mitzvah el mitzvah. So perhaps very appropriate that we're starting a brand new mesechta. The day after Yom Kippur, we're holich mi mitzvah el mitzvah from Meseches Gittin to Meseches Kiddushin. So says the Mishnah, Meseches Kiddushin, Ha'isha Niknas B'Sholosh Drachim. What you would expect Kiddushin to start with is, how do you do Kiddushin? So says the Mishnah that a woman is acquired three ways. The Konas Atzma B'Shtei Drachim. If she wants to reacquire herself, meaning to become unmarried, so there are two ways that you do that. First, the three ways that a woman is acquired. Niknas B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Bia. A woman is acquired through the three methods of Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. B'Kesef, B'Shamay Omrim, B'Dinar, B'Shavadinar. How does one acquire a woman through Kesef? So B'Shamay says, either by giving her a dinar or a shavadinar, or something that has the value of a dinar. B'Shul Omrim, B'Pruta, B'Shavapruta. B'Shul says you would give her not a dinar, but a pruta or a shavapruta, something that has the value of a pruta. V'kamehi pruta, how much is a pruta? Apparently we already know how much a dinar is, because we don't ask kamehi dinar, we only ask kamehi pruta. That's what Tosafot points out, because dinar, we know, is echad michav dalet bedinar shel zahav, or michav hey bedinar shel zahav, 1/25th of a dinar shel zahav, so we know that that's a dinar. But the pruta, we're not sure about. So how much is a pruta? Echad mishmona be'isra italki, 1/8 of an isar ha'italki. It's some type of apparent known coin, apparently. The kones atzma, we said there were two ways that a woman could be kona herself. What are those two ways? Begetu b'misas abal, two ways that a woman could become unmarried, and that is either through get or through the death of the husband. But that's only for a woman who's had kiddushin and who's married to her husband. Hayavama niknas bebia. But when it comes to getting having yibum done, so the only way to acquire a yivama is by bia itself. I mean, if a woman's husband died and she doesn't have it, and he did not have any children, and he does have a brother, so the only way that she can be acquired to, that she can be married to the yavam, is through bia itself. And how does she acquire herself back from the yavam? V'kones atzma b'chalitza b'misas yavam. She acquires herself back either through chalitza or through the death of the yavam, and then she's mutaris l'shuk, she's allowed to marry whoever she wants. So obviously there's a lot to discuss on the Mishnah. First of all, the very first word in the Masechta, ha-isha, with the hey at the beginning of the word. Why isn't it just isha niknas? What is it, a specific isha we're talking about? Ha-isha niknas b'shalosh drachim. The woman, which woman are we referring to? So it tells us right away, it says, Ha-chatani behei, v'chein b'kama duchtin, gabi ish v'isha katani behei. He says a lot of times you'll find that the Mishnayos, when it's referring to an ish or an isha, when it starts out talking about an ish or an isha, will say it with a hey. Kimo ba'isha shaholcha, ha-isha shalach baila, ha-isha shenisarmala, ha-ish mekadesh. So you find multiple Mishnayos that when it wants to mention an ish or an isha, we'll start with a hey. The kasha, though, Tosu says, it's difficult, though, Dubai. He did tran besula nises, amalotani habesula nises. So it's when we start out Meseches Ksubis with besula nises biomarvi, so why doesn't it say habesula nises? If ish and isha is always with a hey, why isn't besula nises also with a hey? So it tells us, yeshlamar dahacha krakai, that we are referring to a specific isha. We're referring to the isha that was mentioned in the pasuk, meaning when the Mishnah is not starting out of nowhere, the Mishnah is commenting, is expanding on what it already says in the Torah. Just like the very first Mishnah Shas, Meseches Brachos, the Gemara right away says at the beginning of Brachos, why do we start talking about these man for Kriya Shema? Where do we ever know that there is a Chiv of Kriya Shema? So the Gemara says, no, we're working off of the Pasuk. Pasuk says, B'shachav Kamecha, Pasuk says you have to read Kriya Shema. So working off of the Pasuk, we're picking up from there. We're picking up where the Torah Shebichsav left off and picking up with the Torah Shebal Peh. So we here as well. The Pasuk tells us that there's such a concept of Ki Yikach Ish Isha, of getting married. Working off of that Pasuk and expanding on that Pasuk, we're going through the methods of getting married. So since it's going on a pasuk, lamar isha hamuvureres bepasuk, dashkachni isha muvureres bekra gabinisuin. Since it does say beferush in the pasuk that there's a concept of marriage. So we're working off of that, and we're saying, yes, that pasuk, that woman that we're talking about in the pasuk, there are three ways to affect the marriage referred to in the pasuk. Aval besula lo ka'i akra. My pashas in Nisuin is lavdavka, it means kiddushin. Aval besula lo ka'i akra. Tilashkachnu b'shum duchta besula b'kra mefurish kabi Nisuin. But besula, we don't find mefurish in the pasuk. So by besula, you're not going to say ha besula, because you don't find the idea of a besula getting married on specific days, or besula getting married that the Mishnah would then expound on specific days that she's supposed to get married with the hay, because it doesn't there's no pasuk to attach it to, and therefore you're not going to have the hay. So that seems to be the rule Tosa starts with, that whenever you have a hay, it's because we're working off of a pasuk. The first Rashi of the Masechta, also interesting, Rashi says Aisha Niknes, so Rashi has in the word Labaila. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. Well, what's Rashi doing? Why Labaila? Of course, Labaila. Who else would be Nikanes? So Maribe Rav says, Kamizla Fuke Me Ame Ivriya, right? Meaning, I might think that this Masechta is not about marriage, but this Masechta is about buying yourself an Ame Ivriya, which it is sort of partially about. We'll get to that too. But that's why Rashi needs to be clear that this first Mishnah, you can't acquire an Amma Ivriya through Bia. That's not the way one acquires an Amma Ivriya. This is specifically talking about getting married. Rav Moshe writes in the Dibros Moshe that that's not the kavanah of Rashi. What Rashi's trying to show you is that it's a different type of kinyan. It's not that Rashi's trying to say that it's a isha, there's nikness to baila, as opposed to nikness as nama ivriya. You don't need to tell me that. That we could figure out on our own. What Rashi's trying to tell me is that when one does acquire a wife, when one does get married, the marriage is not the same as acquiring an Ame Ivriya, meaning you don't have a kinyan in her guf, you have what's called a kinyan ishus. It's only a kinyan ishus. It's not that you own her. It's that you have certain rights and privileges of marriage, but that's it. It's a kinyan ishus. It's not anything more or less than a kinyan ishus. The Mishnah had recorded in Machlokas Beishamim Beisulal about being, whether it's a dinar or a pruta that one is mekadesh an isha with. So Tosfos of here points out that this Mishnah also appears in Maseches Edios. Maseches Edios, you have Maseches Edios, as we know, is a random collection, or almost random collection, of Mishnayos that were all learned in a single day in Kerem B'Yavneh, when each Tana just got up and said and recorded reported about Mishnayos that they were aware of that they thought might otherwise be forgotten. So Maseches Edios has combination of all sorts of different Mishnayos from all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, really. So and it's not arranged in a particular order. It's really the way it listed is like if there's a number of Mishnayos where a number of cases in Shas where Chazu Beis Hillel Lahoros Kedivrei Beis Shammai, where Beis Hillel turned changed their Pesach and went instead like the Sheet of Beis Shammai. So it will list all those cases in Shas, even though they're not really connected to each other. So one of the things that it lists in Maseches Edios are the Kulei Beis Shammai, that almost always we find that Beis Shammai is the Machmir, but it will list in Maseches Edios those cases where Beis Shammai is the Mekel. So this Mishnah appears there because this is one of the Kulei Beis Shammai and the Chumrei Beis Hillel. One of the things that Beis Hillel is more Machmir than the Beis Shammai is. That Beishamai requires a dinar, Beisilo only a pruta, says Tosfos. But this really works both ways, meaning to have a higher standard, a higher amount of money that you require to make kiddushin work, could be a chumra, could be a kula. He says, "Va'afal gavdi kibla kiddushin me'achar have Beishamai l'chumra." What if she was mekabelis kiddushin from somebody else afterwards? So then if you're saying that she was already mekudeshes to the first guy, so then you're saying that she's not going to be mekudeshes to this guy, meaning if she received a money mount in between the pruta and the dinar, so that's going to affect this. Saying that she is married to the first guy is saying she's not married to somebody, to anybody else she was mekabel's kiddushin from. Nevertheless, if the particular shaila the Beis Shammai Hillel dealt with was on the first guy, so then it could be listed in Mikulei Beis Shammai Mechum Beis Hillel, even though in Ochinami there could be it could be that there are some chumra repercussions even from Beis Shammai's perspective. The Seder of the Mishnah is also curious. It says Bekesef Shtar and Bia. Why Kesef before Shtar and Shtar before Bia? Meaning, after all, the only one that's really mefurish in the pasuk is bia. Kesef we learn from a drasha, as we'll see soon, and shtar as well. The only one that's really explicit in the pasuk is bia. So one would expect perhaps bia to come first. So all the rishonim deal with the seder over here, the Ramban, the Rashba. So they all point out that it's true that bia is mefurish in the pasuk, but kesef is first in the pasuk. Ki yikach, since the word yikach, as we're going to see soon, is a reference to Kesef. So since Kesef is first in the pasuk, we mention Kesef first. Why Shtar before Bia? Because Shtar is the most classic way to acquire something. Shtar is the normal way that one makes a kinyan when we do any sort of transaction. So Shtar gets mentioned before Bia, and then Bia gets mentioned last. The Ritva points out that Bia has to be mentioned last because it's us to be Mekadish with Bia. So since it's us to be Mekadish with Bia, so Bia gets mentioned last. But that's the Seder. Now there are some differences in how the Kiddushin is done. Rashi points out over here, if you look at Rashi on the fourth line, Bekesef u'bishtar, Mefarish b'braisa b'gemara, Nosim la kesef o shava kesef. When you're Mekadish with kesef, you give a woman kesef or shava kesef, v'omer lan, you say to her, harayat mukadashasli. You say harayat mukadashasli. Fine, that's for kesef. How are you Mekadish with shtar? Shtar, kosiv la alaniyar, afal pi she'eno shava pruta, harayat mukadashasli. Shtar, you write on a piece of paper, even if the paper itself is not worth a shava pruta. Which, by the way, Rashi implies that if the paper is worth a shava pruta, even though you're not giving it to her b'toras kesef, you're not giving it to her as kiddushe kesef, you're giving it to her as kiddushe shtar, but it would still work b'toras kesef if it were a shava pruta. But anyway, you take a piece of paper that's less than a shava pruta even, and you write on that piece of paper, hareyat mukadeshesli, so that works for kiddushin. So right away we see a major difference between kiddushe kesef and kiddushe shtar. Kiddushe kesef, you don't only give it to her, you give it to her and say, Va'omer la harayat mukadeshesli. By shtar, apparently, nothing about Va'omer la. By shtar, he just says, you write in the shtar harayat mukadeshesli. But Rashi doesn't say that you have to verbalize when you give her the shtar, that it's harayat mukadeshesli. You just give her the shtar, stop. Then the shtar says it all. The shtar says harayat mukadeshesli. Rashi on the riff says that by shtar also, you have to be omer la. You have to verbalize what you're giving it for. You have to verbalize that it's harayat mukadeshesli by the shtar as well. But it doesn't say that over here. Rashi strongly implies the other way. Strongly implies that you don't need to say harayat mukadeshesli by shtar. So there's a discussion in the Achronim whether we should be medayik that way in Rashi. Meaning Pashtus is that the reason why you would not need to say it by a shtar is because shtar, it's mevurer me'elav, meaning it's very clear why you're giving the shtar. The shtar says harayat mukadeshesli, so it's very clear you're giving it b'toras kiddushin. When you give kesef, there are many reasons why one would give kesef to a person to another person that are not l'shem kiddushin. So kesef, you need to say specifically, you need to be very clear that you're doing it l'shem kiddushin. Now then Rashi moves on to describe how one is mekadesh with bia. Bia ba'alev amar hiskachi li b'bia zu. So by bia, again, you're clear. You verbalize it. Hiskachi li b'bia zu. Now, notice though, even though you verbalize by bia as well, there is a difference between the way Rashi records what you say when you give the kesef and what you say when you do the bia. By kesef, Rashi said, va'omer la harayat mukadeshesli, and that's it. Not harayat mukadeshesli b'taba'asu b'kesef zu. Harayat mukadeshesli, period. You don't have to say that it's with this money. Whereas by bia, it's hiskadshili b'bia zu. Rashi says that you have to be mukadeshes with this bia. Now, I saw in the Biur Yadav, he quotes the Chidush HaArim, says that Adraba Misvara, it makes more sense that by Kesef you should have to say Bekesef Zeh, so that you don't think that you're being Mekadishur with the Dibur. Right, you have to be explicit what it's about. But by Bia, we have a Chazaka. Now the Mosa Bilas Bilas Nos. So obviously the Bia is the Kiddushin, meaning because a person wouldn't do the Bia for its Muchach, that the Bia is the Kiddushin. By the Kesef, it's not so Muchach. So you need to say, it would make more sense to need to say that it's Bekesef Zu by the Kesef than it does by the Bia. So in order to be Miyashiv Rashi, he says that by the Bia, the reason Rashi says by the Bia you need to say Bebia Zu is because no one really sees the Bia, meaning that this Amira has to be in front of Edim, and Kiddushin has to be in front of Edim. So how is one Mekadish in front of Edim? So you say this in front of Edim, and then you go alone in a room with her. So going alone in the room is all the Edim see. The Edim don't actually see the actual Bia, they only see the Yichud. So you need to say that you've been Mekadish with Bia Zu, because otherwise the Edim don't know that you were ever Mekadish. They don't know that you're ever doing that form of Kiddushin, that you're ever having the Bia in the first place. Anyway, so those are the three methods of Kiddushin. One more very important Tosus over here before we move on to the Gemara. Bepruta b'shavapruta, Tosos asks Tema the lava of misniel b'shavapruta. If one can be mekadesh a woman with a shavapruta, isn't it obvious that one can also be mekadesh a woman with a pruta? Why does it have to tell me bepruta u b'shavapruta? So just tell me Shavapruta alone, just like, and we do have a Mishnah that when it talks about the idea of an Isha being Miskadeshes with a Pruta, only mentions Shavapruta. And we know, obviously, if a Shavapruta works, a Pruta will work also. So it says also, Yeshlomer Mishum Detanakan Bekesef, Mefarish Be'ezek Kesef, Dinel Be'Shame, Pruta Be'Silel. Now we have to mention Pruta because we're teaching the very idea of Kiddush HaKesef over here. So we want to talk about what kind of Kesef you're going to use for Kiddush HaKesef. And there's a machlokas about what kind of Kesef, how much Kesef you need to use for Kiddush HaKesef. So we have to mention that. And then once we mention that, we say, but by the way, you should know, it's not only Kesef, it's with Shavah Kesef as well. In the next line, though, Tosfos gets a little more interesting. He says, Vim Tomar, Umi Nolan to Shavah Kesef Ki Kesef, Tal the Kamon Mi Baile Kra Gabe Ever Ivri, Yashav, the Rabbi Shavah Kesef Kesef. So we say this. We say that Shavah Kesef is like Kesef. The Mishnah says you could be Mekadesh Nisha with Kesef or Shavah Kesef. But where do we know that that's true? How do we know? Meaning, we're going to show in the Gemara how we know that you can be Mekadesh Nisha with Kesef. How do we know you can be Mekadesh Nisha with Shavah Kesef? We just make a natural assumption that anytime you can be Mekadesh woman with Kesef, you can also be Mekadesh with Shavah Kesef? Why is that so? By Eved Ivri, the fact that you can acquire an Eved Ivri b'shavah kesef, so that is we need a special drasha. The Gemara says Yashiv l'rabu shavah kesef kikesef. We have a special drasha to tell me by Eved Ivri that shavah kesef is the same as kesef. So if you have a special drasha there, doesn't that imply that you need a special drasha? That in general shavah kesef is not always kikesef. So and apparently though we do say in general that shavah kesef is like kesef. Gemara says by Pidyon HaBen it says kesef to that you need to give for Pidyon HaBen. Yet the Gemara later on is going to say Rav Kana shakal sudra be Pidyon HaBen. The Rav Kana took shava kesef for Pidyon HaBen. So you see that Pidyon HaBen does not have to be kesef. It could be shava kesef as well. So apparently there is a rule. The rule is that shava kesef is like kesef. We just don't know where that rule comes from. If you need a special drasha by Eved Ivri, then why don't you need a special drasha everywhere else? So tell. Also says a few lines later, the obvious answer, Yeshom Diyafinim Eved Ivri. Meaning, if the Torah tells me in one place, there's a Mematzinu. Torah tells you in one place that Shavah Kesef is like Kesef, so you know it's the Lamid al Kalatarukula, that anytime you have a din of Kesef, Shavah Kesef has the same din as Kesef. Fractos weiter, dem Tomer agabe nezike nami kosov pra kesef yashav the bailov, vidashim perakama de babakama, yashav the ravo shava kesef ki kesef. But wait a second, if we're going to learn from Eved Ivri, then there should not be a drasha anywhere else other than by Eved Ivri to tell me Shavu Kesef is like Kesef. Right? For you, Eved Ivri is going to be the source. It's a Memetzinu from Eved Ivri to call it Torah Kula. Eved Ivri should be the only place where the Torah tells me Shavu Kesef is like Kesef. Problem is, it's not. By Nezikin, we also have a special limud to teach me Shavu Kesef is like Kesef. So Tosfos has to make a Trichusa and show why it's necessary to have a drasha, both by Eved Ivri and by Nezikin, to teach me Shavu Kesef is like Kesef. Why I would not have known one from the other. And that's what I mean. Normally, if you have two, the rule is, if the Torah only reveals it once in one place, say it's a Mematzinu. So just like over here, Shavu Kesef is like Kesef, and Kol HaTorah Kula also, Shavu Kesef is like Kesef. Once it says it twice, though, then it becomes Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kechad. And Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kechad Ein Melamdin. So if the Torah reveals in two separate places that Shavu Kesef is like Kesef, that causes trouble for us. Because now it makes it exclusive to those two places. And we can't learn it to anywhere else. Unless you can show why it was necessary for the Torah to say it in both of those places, and why one could not be learned from the other. Why Nezikin can't be learned from Eved Ivri, and Eved Ivri can't be learned from Nezikin. Then you could still say it's a Mematzinu to call a Torah Kula. So Tosfos makes a Trichus over here to show why I would not have known Nezikin from Eved Ivri and vice versa. Because he says, had it said by Eved Ivri alone, I would not have been able to learn Nezikin from it, because we find that the Torah is very makbid by Nezikin, has a very high standard called Metav. So I would have thought also that the Torah has a higher standard for Nezikin, that Nezikin would not be included in the general rule of Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef. I would have thought it's a higher standard. And Tosfos also says, if it would have just said by Eved, I also could have thought that we're more makel by Eved than we are anywhere else, because we want the Eved to be able to be poda himself, even b'shava kesef, in order that he not be mixed in amongst the Ovdei Chachamim, in order that he not become like a guy. Because but he's never different. We're talking about by Nezikin, where there's no such svara, there's no such concern. I would not have known to derive Nezikin from Eved Ivri. And had it just said by Nezikin, says Tosfos, I wouldn't learn Eved Ivri, because I would have thought that that the Eved Ivri has himself to blame for his situation. If why does he have himself to blame for his situation? So Tosfos references the Gemara later on Daf Chaf, where the Gemara darshins a series of psukim, and the Gemara shows you how one avera leads right into the next. How doing one avera causes you to do the next. So it starts says Borei Kamakasha Avaka Shel Shvius, that Adam Nosim Nosim BePeros Shvius. A person does Mekach Memker with Peros Shvius. Right, it's a very, very hot topic for these few days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, when everyone's going and buying esrogim, because obviously most of the esrogim that people are buying are esrogi shviyas. So it's a big issue in terms of this nisr of doing mekach memker with esrogi shviyas. We don't have time right now to discuss that entire issue. Maybe over Shabbos we'll get to it. But the Gemara says that when one does mekach memker with esrogi shviyas, eventually he's going to have to sell all of his metaltalin, and then eventually he's going to have to, it goes into, he's going to have to sell his fields, and then he's going to have to sell his house, and etc., till finally gets to the point that he's gonna have to sell himself as an Eved. So since he's the one that caused himself to be in the situation that he's an Eved, so that's why he has some blame. And therefore, I might have thought, had we learnt by Nezikin that Shavu Kesef is like Kesef, I would say not to apply it by an Eved, not to allow Shavu Kesef by an Eved, because the Eved has himself to blame for his situation. So we could be a little bit tougher on the Eved for causing himself to be put in that situation in the first place. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Says Gemara, Ha'isha Niknas. The Mishnah started out with the words Ha'isha Niknas. Maishna Hachi Detani Ha'isha Niknas, Maishna Hasam Detani Ha'ish Mekadesh. Why do we use the term Ha'isha Niknas over here instead of Ha'isha Miskadeshas? Later on, we're going to talk about a man being Mekadesh, right? So it should say, when we talk about Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo B'Shlucho, that a man can be Mekadesh woman either by showing up to his own wedding or by sending a Shliach to be Mekadesh the woman for him. So it says, it's used the Lashon of Kiddushin. So why over here are we using the Lashon of Kinyan, and over there we use the Lashon of Kiddushin? So Tosfos points out it could be just for the reverse side, because then we're going to say v'kones atzma b'shtei drachim, right? Our Mishnah, the very next words are v'kones atzma b'shtei drachim. If it was kiddushin, you can't say umiskadesh, right? There's nothing to say. She's not mekadesh atzma, right? V'kones atzma means that she's no longer b'kiddushin. So it could be that's why we don't have the kiddushin, because the flip side, we don't have the lashon of kiddushin over here, because the flip side doesn't work with the lashon of kiddushin. So Tosfos says that's what the Gemara should have said, and the Gemara says something similar soon. But the Tosfos says that alone would not be a good enough reason not to say kiddushin, because you're right, you can't say kiddushin when you talk about kones atzma, but there is a word that is used to teach me the opposite of kiddushin. It's viniteres. Become the kiddushin means she's also to the rest of the world. So the opposite of that would be niteres. So it should be niteres the olam b'shtei drachim. Meaning it's not like we couldn't have imagined a way to formulate the Mishnah had we used the word kiddushin in the second word of the Mishnah instead of niknes. No, we could have formulated it. We could have come up with something. So again, the Gemara's question stands: why is it that Isha is it that over here it uses the lashon of niknes, whereas later on it's going to use the lashon of kiddushin? So says the Gemara, mishum dekabayi lemisni. Kesef. It's because we want to introduce the concept of Kiddushei Kesef, and Kesef is it's appropriate to use the word Kinyan when discussing Kesef. The Kesef Minale. How do I know Kesef? How do I know the very concept of Kiddushei Kesef? Gamar Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Now we know Kiddushei Kesef because it says Ki Yikach Ish Isha, and Kesef Hasada Kach Mimeni by Stei Ephron is over here. The Gemara says Ksiv Hachla Ki Yikach Ish Isha Ksiv Hasim Nasati Kesef Hasada Kach Mimeni. So we see from just by like when Avram Avinu bought Maris HaMachpela, he bought the Stei Ephron, he paid Kesef, and the Torah uses the word Kach. So too, when one acquires an isha, the Torah uses the word kach. So we see that there's a concept of kiddushei kesef from there. The kicha ikri kinyan, and the word kicha is associated with kinyan. The ksiv hasada asher kana Avraham. And it says the field that Avram was kona. Inami sados ba kesef yiknu. So that's why tani ha isha niknis. That's why it says the isha niknis, because by kesef, by kiddushei kesef, the term niknes is the most appropriate term to use, because we see that a woman is acquired through kiddushei kesef, and we see that kesef is something that kinyan is a term that is used in association with kesef. So a couple of points over here. First of all, Tulsa says that it seems that the Gemara adds an extra step over here that's unnecessary. Tulsa Zibar Masal Kesef Minal and Gamar Kicha Mistei Ephron says Vim Tomar Mat Tzarich Lekol Zeh Lo Yitzarich Lomar El Kesef Ikri Kinyan. All the Gemara really needs to say is that we're talking about Kiddushei Kesef, and Kesef is called the Kinyan. Right, the Torah uses the word kinyan in regards to kesef. Why do you need to tell me the whole drasha of kicha kicha mistei ephron over here? Just say the Mishnah is discussing kesef, and it's coming to tell me that, and we know that the Torah always uses the word kinyan in association with kesef. D'chsiv nasati kesef asad kachmin d'chsiv asad shakana Avram inam yisados b'kesef yeknu. So v'yesh lomar d'bahachi lo sagi. He says, no, that wouldn't have been enough. We need to also get into the whole issue of kicha kicha mistei ephron. Why? D'nihi d'kesef asad ikri kinyan. Kesef di isha lo ikri kinyan. As we said before, there's a difference between normal kinyan, when you buy something and you own it, and a kinyan ishus. I would have thought that kesef sada, that's what the Torah calls a kinyan. I never would have known that the kesef used for isha is also called a kinyan, that the term kinyan is used even in regards to the kesef for an isha, because after all, you're not acquiring the isha, you only have kinyanei ishus in the isha. So I might have thought not to apply it. That's why it has to tell me, no, there is a link between kesef for a sada and kesef for an isha, namely kicha kicha mistei ephron. Once I have that link, so the use of the term kinyan in relation to kesef asada teaches me that we should use the term kinyan in relationship to kesef of an isha as well. Just as another point, just a nice sheva brachas Torah. Because it's a little bit of a dry daf, you know, this is the first daf in Misachas Kiddushin. But people always wonder, is this really appropriate that the concept of marriage is derived from buying a field? that a person buys a field, kicha kicha mistei Ephron, that Avram Avinu buys a field from Ephron. Is that really what you're buying when you get married? You're stam buying a field? That's the imagery that we want to have of what Kiddushin is all about. So I once heard a vart, this is just a good one to have in your back pocket if you ever ask to speak at a Sheva Brachos or an Offer or something. So I thought it was a fantastic vart. That if you think about the psychology of all the of both parties in when this deal was going on between Avram Avinu and Ephron. So what was Avram Avinu thinking? Avram Avinu was thinking, I can't believe I'm going to be able to buy a burial place for the Avos. That's going to be a place of Makom Tefillah for thousands of years, for generations of Jews. And what do I have to pay? I have to pay some money for it. Big deal. I mean, it's nothing. It's a steal for me. I'm getting the best deal in the world. And what's Ephron thinking? Ephron's thinking, I got this not fertile, lousy piece of land that no one would be interested in buying anyway, and this Jew is willing to pay me some exorbitant sum of money for it. What a steal! What an unbelievable deal I'm getting! This is fantastic. So maybe that's the idea over here. Kicha kicha mistei Ephron. That when the chassan and kala get married, each one should feel, look, for what I'm offering, for me to be able to be zocha to such a person, to be able to get such a deal is a fantastic deal. It's a phenomenal deal. So maybe that's a little more romantic than the kicha kicha mistei, than the normal explanation of just kicha. The key from Mr. Ephron of just buying a field. Okay, anyway, so says the Gemara Vayte. Vinisni, so again, still working, this whole daf is very technical. We're just working on the wording of the Mishnah. So first we worked on why the word niknis. So next, Vinisni asam, hasam, so once we gave such a good answer why we use the word kinyan as opposed to the word kiddushin, so frak the Gemara, Vinisni asam, ha'ishkone. So why in the Mishnah about ha'ish mekadesh, right, about ish mekadesh bo b'shlucho, if we have such a good reason to use the word kinyan because kesef and kinyan are appropriate, they fit each other. So then why over there do we use the word Mekadesh? Shouldn't we use over there also the word Kinyan? So it says in Arma, Me'ekar tani lishna d'oraisa, ubesof tani lishna d'rabanan. The Mishnah wants to start out by using the Lashon of the Torah, which is Niknis, but then it wants to move on to the Lashon of the Rabbanan, which is Kiddushin. The Rabbanan always referred to it as Kiddushin. Umayin lishna d'rabanan. So, but what is the explanation of this Lashon of the Rabbanan? What does it mean, Kiddushin? Why is the word Kiddushin appropriate to describe the first part of marriage? So the asla akuli alma kahegdish. It's appropriate. The reason that Rabbanim call the kiddushin is because when a man marries a woman, he is asking her to the rest of the world like hegdish. So that's why it's called kiddushin. It says Tosfos the asla akuli alma kahegdish v'arei mukdeshesli kolomer liosli mukdeshesli olam bishvili. Right, that you're saying that you are designated specifically to me. That's Haret Mukadeshasli. It's a designation. Just like Mukadash on the Shemayim means something is designated to Shemayim. So he says, Upashta de Milsa, Mukadeshasli, Miuchedasli, Umuzumenasli, set aside only for me. Umihu, so says Tosus, can this work in other areas as well? Is it only by a woman that you can say this? What if you say, is it appropriate to say, Talazu Mukudashli? That this beged is mekudash to me, meaning I want to say that it's my talis, that it's designated for me. So you don't hear people say that so much. That they say it's mine, they say it belongs to me. No one ever says the talis is mekudash li. So the Tosfos says that we don't use such a lashon because ein nirashayol the gabi isha b'madam isyachedas lios lo hine aseres lakal. Meaning the talis never really becomes miyuchedas to you. Even if you own it, it doesn't become usher for anybody else to use. But when it comes to an isha, when you're mekadesh the isha, she becomes dafka your isha, and she's not married to anyone else. Fretling mar vaiter v'nisni hacha ha'ish kone. Why in the later Mishnah do we say ha'ish mekadesh bo b'shlucha? We take it from the man's perspective, and over here when we're describing the act of kiddushin, strangely we start describing it from the woman's perspective. Isha miskadeshes, what the woman is miskadeshes with. The ma'isa kiddushin is really initiated by the man. So shouldn't it be ha'ish kona instead of ha'isha niknes? Shouldn't it be ha'ish kona instead of isha niknes? So says the Gemara, mishum de gabay limis na seifa, v'kona es atzma. Atzma Bidida, Tananami Resha Bidida. Since the Sefer is going to say about how she is Kona herself, the Kona Satzma, so therefore it wants to start the Kinyan of Kiddushin from her perspective as well. So Frakta Gemara, Vinisni Ha'ish Kona Umakne. So don't switch it to the woman's perspective in the Sefer. Why don't we learn the whole thing from the man's perspective? Say that a man is Kona, the woman, in these three drachim, and the man is makne the woman back to herself in two drachim. What are the two drachim that a man is makne the woman back to herself? Either through a get or by dying. And then the woman, he's makne her back to herself. So says Gemara, no, but think about that for a second. Is he really being makne her back to herself when he kindly dies? No. Mishum de'ika misas abal de'lav iu kamakni min shamayu de'makni la. That's not him being makne her back to herself. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam being makne her back to herself. He doesn't die on purpose. He dies, and that's something that happens min hashamayim, and that's it. So that's why she's nikneis to herself. So that's why it can't describe it from the man's perspective, because it doesn't make sense to say that a man is makne the wife back to herself. It has to describe it dafka from the woman's perspective. Viva Yisema, Itana Kona, Hava Mina Filu Balkarcha, Tana Yisha Niknes, had another possible explanation. Had it said it from the man's perspective, I would think it could do Kiddushin Balkarcha. Meaning, if it would have said that Ha'ish Kona, B'shlosha Drachim, I would say that it's totally up to the man. He wants to acquire a woman, he can go over to any woman and force her, and even if she doesn't accept the Kiddushin, she's Mukadeshas, and it's tough luck on her. So that's why it has to say Ha'isha Niknes, to Midaita Inch, Lo Midaita Lo, to teach me that very important halacha, that it only works midaita, doesn't work shalom midaita. I, Fractosis, but wait a second. We keep on quoting this Mishnah we're going to have later on in the Masechta, Ha'ish Mekadesh. So aren't you also going to get the wrong impression from that Mishnah as well? Look at those, Itana Kona Avamina Balkarcha, Yavgav de Tani Ha'ish Mekadesh, de Mashma Balkarcha, Haini Mishnah de Kvarash Minin Hacha, de Balkarcha Lo. Right, meaning the point is, once we have our Mishnah that focuses on the woman's perspective, so we see from our Mishnah that you need her das. So once we have our Mishnah that shows us that you need her das, Mimela, I know from that later on, regardless of the perspective described in the Mishnah later on, whether it's his perspective or her perspective, I already know that it cannot be done Bal Karcha. Okay. Fractosus though Vaiter Vadiktani Hayivamaniknis Vloktani Hayavam Kona, but by Yibam also it describes it from the perspective of the woman and not from the perspective of the man. Vloktani Hayavam Kona Balkarcha, but Yibam does work Balkarcha. So he says, I did Diktani Isha Niknis Tani Nami Sefa Yivamaniknis, the Niknis Mashum Midaita, Mashum Balkarcha. He says, yeah, Enochinami. Really, Yibam can work Balkarcha, but once we're describing Kiddushin from the woman's perspective, we'll describe Yibam from the woman's perspective as well, even though by Yibam it's not really true. By Yibam it can be done Bal Karcha. All right, the Rana has a different approach, but we don't have time for it right now. So Umay Yiru Detani Shalosh Lisni Shlosha. Frak the Gemara, why do we use the word Shalosh? Shouldn't the word Shlosha be more appropriate? Shlosha is Lashon Zachar, Shalosh is Lashon Nekeva, and in general, Kala Torah Kula is Lashon Zachar, unless otherwise specified. So why would we say, if we're talking about Drachim, so shouldn't it be three in the masculine drachim, not three in the feminine drachim? So says Mar Mishum Tegbayi L'Misni Derech, V'Derech Lashon Nekeva Hu. No, Derech is not a Lashon Zachar, Derech is a Lashon Nekeva. Tichsiv Odat V'Lemes HaDerech Yelchu Ba. Derech is described as Ba, right, which is Lashon Nekeva. So we see that's why you want to use a Lashon Nekeva to describe the three drachim. V'Elahad Etanya B'Shiva Drachim Botkenes Hazav Nisni Sheva. Aye, but it says Shiva Drachim Botkenes Hazav uses the Lashon Zachar when it describes the seven ways that a Zav can check if it was an Ones that he saw his Ziva, or if it was something that he had done that caused the Ziva to come about, or if it was just Stam Ziva that came on him. So when it says Shiva Drachim, it's describing a Derech, and nevertheless he uses the masculine. So the Gemara says, no, Mishum Dukabayi Lemisni Derech Vashkan Derech Dipi Lashon Zachar. No, because Derech is also Lashon Zachar. Where do we see Derech is a lashon zachid? Dichsiv b'Derech echad yetsu lecha b'shivadrachim yanusu lefanecha. So you see that Derech is a lashon zachid in the pasuk as well. So frak the Gemara. So we just cause ourselves all sorts of problems. Ihachi kashu kraya adadi kashu nami masnisa adadi. So basically, by zav we use a lashon zachid to describe drachim. By over here by kiddushin in the Mishnah uses a lashon nikeva to describe the three drachim. And the pesukim also are a stira. The pasuk in Shemos Yudches Vodatam as Derech Yel Chuba uses Derech as Lashon Nekeva. Pasuk in Dvarim Chavches uses Derech Lashon Zachar. So it's a stira in the pesukim. It's a stira in the Mishnayis. So it says Gemara, Kray Adadi Lo Kashyan Hachad B'Torah Kai V'Torah Ikri Lashon Nekeva D'Chsev Torah Hashem Tamima Mishivas Nafesh Kasev Lo B'Lashon Nekeva. So by Vodatam as Derech Yel Chuba is talking about Torah, and Torah is the Lashon Nekeva. So the Derech is the Derech of Torah, which itself is Lashon Nekeva, so that's why you use Lashon Nekeva. But by Dvarim Chavches, what are we describing? Not Torah, we're describing war. A man makes Melchama, a woman doesn't go and fight wars, so Kasavla B'Lashon Zachar, that's why it describes it in a Lashon Zachar. So that explains the Pesukim. What about the Mishnayis? Masnis na dadi lo kashyan. And the Mishnayis are not a stira either. Hacha de lagabi isha kai katani lo b'lashon nekeva. Over here again, our Mishnah is all about an isha. It's even described from the woman's perspective. So that's why it uses a Lashon Nekeva. Hasam de lagabi ish kai. But over there it's describing an ish. I mean, it's talking about how a Zav is bodek himself to see whether he has tuma ziva or not, meaning to see whether the ziva can be attributed to something that he ate or something that he had done, or it can't be attributed to anything else. So it's talking about a man checking out his ziva. How do I know it's talking about a man and not a woman seeing if she's a zava? Because by a woman it wouldn't make a difference. Even if there is something she can attribute it to, she would be tama anyway. So it's not normal for a woman to see why she became a zava, because it's irrelevant why she became a zava. By a man it's important for him to be bodek. Why did he become a zav? Because it is relevant to his tuma status. So since it's talking about a man, tani lashon zachar, that's why it has it in that mishnah in lashon zachar. So says Gemara, my time matani shalosh mishum drachim. So why does it say shalosh in our mishnah and not shlosha? Because the word drachim apparently is supposed to be a lashon nekeva. So nisni dvarim v'nisni shlosha. So don't use the word drachim. Who told us we have to use the word drachim? Use the word davar and say the word, and then you could say shlosha b'lashon zachar. So says Gemara, no, mishum dekabayil misni bia ubia ikri derech. One of the things mentioned in the Mishnah is bia, and bia is referred to as derech. Tuchsiv v'derech gavar ba'alama kein derech isha mina efes. So you see that the bia is referred to as derech. So that's why we have to use the word derech in our Mishnah. Hatenach bia ketzav shtar ma'ikel neima. That's good for bia. What about the other two methods of kiddushin? That's not called derech anywhere. So mishum bia. Yeah, but once bia is called derech, we throw the others along with it. V'tani ta'ati atu chada. So frak the Gemara, wait a second, because one of them is called a derech. The other two have to suffer along with it and get thrown in, and also are called a derech. Adrabah, I would say use a lashon zachar, say the word dvarim, and have bia be thrown in, you know, be thrown in with the other two, as opposed to the other two thrown in with the bia. So says Marachada, hanach nami tzorach mianinu. First of all, the other two are prerequisites to having a bia. I mean, it's all going to lead to a marriage that has bia. V'ibayisei mahamani Rabbi Shimon hi. Or you could say that no, we're going like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. The time of Rabbi Shimon, nomine ma'am retori ki ikach yishish of lokas of kitilakach yishol leish. The word derech is used over here because it teaches me a concept of derech eretz over here, namely mimesha darko shel ish lechazer al isha vein darko shel isha lachzer al ish. That it's normal for a man to go look for a wife. It's not normal for the woman to have to be the one that has to seek out the man. Mashal adam shavdelo aved. It's like a person who loses an object. Mi chozer al mi bal aved mechazer. So who's looking for who? The guy who lost something is looking for what he lost. The man lost this bone from which woman was taken. So it's normal, it's natural for man to have to go looking around for the woman. So the term derech is used whenever a Mishnah is teaching me a concept in derech eretz. So since there's a concept in derech eretz to be taught over here, the word derech is more appropriate than the word davar. It's not going on the specific methods of kiddushin, it's going on the entire concept of kiddushin.